Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three of Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS, and of course, the Civic Media app. Special thanks to Ben and Deanna Malcor, moving with the Malcors from Bay Area Realty. They are always fun, but we've got somebody coming in right now, and this is one of the best fast-pitch softball catchers I've ever seen collegiately. Aside from some of her other things.
Oh, I think she had a few other things, too, but yeah.
But you should have seen her play softball. I covered some of her games. She was pretty phenomenal before she was Miss Wisconsin. Kimberly Sawyer joining us.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'm super excited to be here. Good to see you, too.
And that was 2010?
2010. Feels like a long time ago now.
Well,
yeah. Lots has happened. I know. Yeah, absolutely.
The only reason I see you getting older is from your kids, because, I remember when you were pregnant for every one of them.
I know. They're 11, 9, and 6 now. So we're in the sports phase of life.
Sports.
Oh, yeah, you bet. But I love it. Like, I'm just, you know, sports mom central and really enjoying it.
Well, your whole family's been like that forever.
Right. It's kind of all I know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Great ages. My kids are the same. We're the same ages at one time, 11, 9, and 6, but now they're, 30, 20,
no.
25.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Isn't that crazy?
I know. Isn't that? They used to love watching you and your sister.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. My sister, she's in Door County now, so not too far away. I'm in Green Bay, obviously.
Does she run the venue?
A little bit, yep. And then she also works in marketing remotely. And then her husband actually runs a fitness studio out of his house and actually is Titleist certified. So he does golf training up there and kind of works with Horseshoe Bay clients and such.
Got to talk about the barn that your dad basically grew up in up there and what you guys turned that into.
Yeah, Sawyer Farms. So my dad grew up on this farm that's a very old farm. And we moved down the road as kids. My grandparents lived there. And then when they passed, my parents bought the farm. And then when my sister got married 10 years ago, we renovated the whole thing and she got married there and everyone was like, you should really do weddings here. This is incredible. And so we've had weddings a handful kind of every year. Now that mom and dad live there, we don't do a ton every year, but we do enough and it's gonna be a fun journey.
It's really an amazing barn.
Keeping it alive, you know?
It's phenomenal.
And very popular. I mean, that's a venue I'm sure there's no lack of clientele.
Right. I mean, Door County, as you know, busy all the time. I heard you guys just talking about Door County with the realtors too.
Right.
So yep, absolutely.
Well, we got to talk a little bit about Miss America and the weird things going on or Miss USA. I always get those mixed up a little bit.
I know.
And even Miss Wisconsin, your take on this whole thing.
I know. Well, yeah, so Miss America, I know there's a lawsuit going on right now, Miss USA, which is a different system than I competed in, but also a great system. Has some interesting things going on with their leadership. And so I just think the tide's changing for pageants. It's a little bit different than it was 15 years ago when I competed, which is an okay thing. Like, it's got to evolve. And if you don't have the right leadership in place to do that. Now, Miss America, I'm really excited about where our leadership is headed. I think we're kind of getting back to what Miss America was, but also evolving with the times. And so, like, we don't have, for instance, there's no swimsuit competition anymore, which I think is a good thing. I certainly didn't mind it. I thought it was fun. It was a really great way to feel great about yourself and get in great shape. And but there's things that come along with that. So I think that it's really probably a healthier way that we're moving forward. And it's still about the scholarship. It's about the talent. It's about giving these girls opportunities to really further their education and become community leaders, which I would not be where I am today without this experience.
Well, it gives you that confidence too, doesn't it?
Oh gosh, yeah, for sure. I mean, if you can get up there and you can. Honestly, so I work in talent acquisition. If you can get through a pageant interview, you can certainly get through a job interview.
And one of the things, though, too, that you and I talked about one time, Miss Wisconsin, you got the crown and everything's, so hoity-toity. But you talked about some of the events you used to have. Did you have to do dunk tanks at, county fairs?
Oh, gosh, church picnics? Yeah, all the things. Yeah, I mean, it's not just parades and waving and all that stuff. I mean, and you really have to know your audience. I mean, sometimes you're talking to kids. Sometimes you're talking to adults. Sometimes you walk into a situation, they're like, oh, by the way, do you want to sing the national anthem? Yep, sounds good. So you have to be flexible. And so I think it's really something that's taught me a lot, and it paid for my MBA, which has been amazing. So, yeah.
I hope people understand that really that is a scholarship driven organization.
Right.
I mean, that is the focus. It's not
absolutely.
To get you on TV or get you a job as much as it is to give you an education.
Yep. And give you an education, get you some exposure just to the community in general, and that you find a service platform that's really exciting for you to share. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you that. I was thinking when I knew in New York, knowing you were coming on today, have the service platforms changed a lot? I mean, I knew you back in 2007, 2008, 2009. you know, and because of things, look at that mental health. You know, it's too bad that she stepped down because of that. That was that her platform as well?
Right. You know, I don't know. Oh. Again, Miss USA, a little bit different of a system,
right,
but they
right.
do still have a community service initiative, just a little bit different. But mental health, obviously super important in anything that we do.
Right.
And I think for whenever you're putting yourself out there, you got to be really conscious of that. You got to surround yeah. yourself with really good people, and good for those girls for realizing that they had to put up a boundary and kind of move forward. So that's unfortunate, but I was really lucky. I had a lot of great people around me, and I knew I was doing it for myself. Like, people always ask me if my daughters are going to do it someday. And I'm like, you know what? That is completely up to them. I would rather yeah. them focus on school and sports right now. And if that becomes something that they want to do, they've got to really want to do it, because you can't do it for anybody else.
That's not it's a something lot you want to force yeah. on somebody.
No. Ooh. Yep, exactly.
So. But I love the fact of the confidence it gives you. And those. And I remember I was way back in the late 80s for Miss Teen Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And doing those interviews with those young girls.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them were so, it's like they just had it.
Yep.
And this was like really helping them. And other ones were kind of like in a shell, and they were using almost to try to help come out of their shell.
Right. Oh, that's so the most rewarding thing.
That's what
yep.
I was going to say. Those are the ones, I mean, I can't see you having a problem with confidence, but some of those other girls, but they really, I think it really helped them break out of that shell.
It did, yeah, for sure. I mean, and right now I'm the executive director of the Miss Door County pageant, or Door County Scholarship pageant. And I have a great committee, bless them all, because I'm a super busy mom with a career and I can't do all the things all the time. And so they've been prepping our girls, our Miss and our teen are competing at Miss Wisconsin in a couple of weeks in June down in
wow.
Oshkosh. And so we're getting right. ready for that. And so really honored to take this program over. It's actually one of the longest running ones in Wisconsin. We've given away some of the most scholarship money, over $250,000 over the last 25 years. So super proud of that. And obviously, because Door County is such a great community and supports our program, we're really lucky. Yeah.
It's a couple things. Getting into this, you say it's going to be your daughter's decision, but yeah. they also had you to know about it.
Right.
I think maybe yeah. there's some people that really don't know what, you know, you only know what you know, right?
And for sure.
I'm just, how did someone get into this, or yeah. how do you learn about it? And then, well, go ahead. I'll do that one first.
No, yeah. I mean, thank you for having Miss Green Bay on. I mean, we certainly appreciate, you know, I'm
yeah.
still somewhat affiliated. I, you know, can support in any way I can and try to attend. But I would say for anybody who's interested, I mean, try to reach out to somebody who's doing it or who has been
right.
there, done that. I mean, I started my pageant coach, Michelle, was Miss Appleton and Miss Chippewa Valley.
Cool.
But back in the late 80s, early 90s. And so that's kind of how I learned. Or just go watch a pageant, kind of see, like, is that something I see myself doing? And then, you know, reaching out to folks and volunteers. I mean, it's totally a volunteer run organization. And people are always willing to lend a hand and help people. You don't need a lot of money to do it either.
No.
Like, you can beg, borrow, steal. Like, I mean, you can buy things for a dollar off of eBay, honestly, that, you know, will look beautiful on stage. And as long as you feel good in things, it's really all about kind of the total package. So
did you yeah. stay in touch with any of the other people, and any of them become like famous or anything
yeah.
from your era?
Oh gosh. I mean, when I competed
besides
at Miss America,
you.
Right. Yeah. So my, you know, friends from Miss America, there's a lot of women who've done some really cool things. You know, one's a pretty highly regarded news anchor down in Atlanta.
Oh.
Gosh, I'm trying to think. They're doing all incredible things. And what's cool is that they're all in different areas of the country. So it's fun. I almost have like a little friend everywhere in every state almost to reach out to.
I mean, that's,
and,
that's like a sorority.
Mm-hmm. It really
it's
is.
Like,
yeah.
Not many, it's mm-hmm. a very selective club.
Yeah, we definitely, you're the only, you know, there's 52 of us that went through an incredible
yeah.
experience, and it was just us, you
yeah.
know, and it was
right.
out in Vegas and quite a wild time. So it's pretty cool to be able to relate and still stay in touch with those ladies. Yeah.
Tina mm-hmm. Sauerhammer, part of your organization?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
She mm-hmm. went to her wedding, know her mother really, really
love
well.
Tina.
She's the best, isn't she?
She gives so much to this
oh
community, too. We're so lucky to have her. I
we
still
are.
Get to stay in touch with her once in a while. We actually went to Miss America's homecoming last year when Grace Stanky, Miss
right.
Wisconsin, won Miss America. So Tina and I got to catch up, and just super, obviously, proud of what Tina's accomplished, and she's just incredible.
Well, look how successful you are. I mean, you're what? I think you have 900 employees, right? How many employees do you have?
Well, I want to say it's closer to like 600 now.
Oh, six, okay.
Tell everybody
mm-hmm.
where you work.
Oh, I work at Insight, parent company of Cellcom. So I'm
right.
a senior HR manager, work in recruiting and retention, have a great team, and just started there a couple weeks ago. So,
oh, wow.
Really enjoying it. Great family owned company, like you know, really has done a ton in the community, and just super lucky to be able to work there and launch the next phase of my career there for
yeah,
sure.
That, mm-hmm. And what a great company.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
We'll see you at the mm-hmm. marathon.
Right. Yeah.
Were you, I have to ask this. I remember you used to joke about it where after they, okay, you're one of the contestants. Then they break it down to like the 10 or whatever, whatever. And you, yeah. you girls are all go into that one room. Would you call yourself the loser room or something?
Oh my gosh, yeah. So, you know, after winning Miss Wisconsin.
I mean, they named it themselves, right?
Well, we said the loser lounge. The yeah. loser lounge. Wow. We had a, it was just this like, you know, AB, it was televised nationally on ABC and they had this big white couch that they rolled out. And funny enough, remember this, and this year, that was the year the Packers won the Super Bowl, right? So this was technically in 2011 when Miss America happened in January. And it was the NFC Championship game versus the Atlanta Falcons, I think. Wasn't that the NFC Championship
Bears.
Game? Oh.
Falcons were the game before.
The game before. Sorry. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yep. So it was the game before. And it was funny because the choreographer was from Atlanta. And so he was coming out and telling me kind of updates on the game.
Wow.
He was
God.
Oh, you guys are beating us. And like, so I'm pretty sure, you know, when my parents had it running at Husby's, like the moment I didn't make the top 15, they were like, we're turning the game on. Yeah. But no,
good.
Honestly, it was a great experience. Like to represent the best state ever, Wisconsin, on stage was just a win in itself. So was super proud.
And Kimberly, what we talked about life skills here a lot. We have musicians.
Yeah.
I mean, sports is great, but you're really not going to be playing football when you're 40 years old.
Right.
But, you know, that just the pageants, like we talked about, the confidence, mm-hmm. the kind of speaking well on your feet and really getting along with, I don't know, I guess competitors or whatever. I mean, that Congeniality Award, I mean, that...
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about the back scene on what
you've
gone through.
I mean, I think people really feel like there's obviously always going to be thoughts around pageants, but I will tell you, if you meet one of us, and I know you met Miss Green Bay the other day, like we're just real down to earth people trying to make a difference in our community at the end of the day and better ourselves. And for me, like I've never had any real bad experiences at all. I mean, obviously it's a great way to kind of navigate different people, different personalities. People respond to stress differently. But for me, I just had a great time and focused on, you know, getting better, and it was a great opportunity.
Yeah, I don't see, I mean, I know some of the younger kid type things got a bad connotation. I mean, that's a little crazy dressing these little girls like
I mean, no
that.
Judgment. I don't think I would do it. But again, because you have to want to do it for yourself. And as long as they're into it, like that's great. And as long as they've got a healthy environment around them. But yeah, you have to be careful with that.
But just going back to that thing that I did that time, it was in Oshkosh, actually.
Yeah.
And, but it was some of these girls from like really small towns.
Yeah.
Okay. And thrown together with all these other people.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see it just during the week. How, you know, some of these girls would be almost like, quiet at lunch. Then a couple days later, you'd see him laughing and
that's
talking
awesome.
With the girls from Milwaukee or whatever. And I think that's a cool part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the most rewarding part to see the growth in these ladies, which is why I do the Mr. County program now. I mean, that's the best part for sure. Yeah.
So what if someone wants to just make a donation, help you out? Because that's a good organization.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, again, get some great support from Door County, but we always would love to continue to grow the scholarship fund, both, you know, locally and nationally. So yeah, absolutely. Reach out to me on Facebook.
Outstanding. Okay. Kimberly Sawyer, former Miss, I don't even think, we're not even going to say former Miss Wisconsin. Once you've got, like,
forever
he's
Wisconsin.
Mayor forever. So
forever Miss Wisconsin. Wisconsin. Yeah.
Kimberly Sawyer, so thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you guys. Great
love
to see you.
You. Love to have you back again.
Absolutely. Anytime, right. Anytime.
We just had a quick break. Scott Fenstein from the Press Gazette will be joining us. We come back after this.
Reputation's changeable. Situation's terrible.
Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning. Thank you very much, Kimberly Sawyer. Boy, she's got some personality,
right? Isn't
she?
I mean,
amazing.
That's pretty easy to pick her out.
Yeah.
And I really like what she said about how that's an opportunity. There's so many opportunities out there. She did mention that just at break about everything from sports to different forensics and all these other things kids can do. But that's an option.
Yeah, absolutely.
And look what it's done for her and Tina and so many people.
Phenomenal.
Confidence, and you get scholarship money, and school's getting more expensive every day. So,
and now talk about great personalities. One of the great personalities in Green Bay Press Gazette history.
Oh, man.
Scott Vinci.
Mr. Mino.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How about you and the mayor? How's he doing?
I'm doing fine, Scott. I was very glad when we got you on our show. As I said, I've seen you many, many times, and you keep that very calm, cool, and collected attitude on the side of some very exciting games.
I taught him that.
that's the last guy that would teach.
I mentored Scott on how to be emotionally stable during athletic events.
You know what? I've seen Mino play basketball, but I've never seen him. I've covered runs where Mayor Schmidt would be crossing the finish line. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of respect for him. I don't think I've ever seen you do a marathon or a half marathon or even the Bellin run.
Thank you, Scott.
Although you commentated sometimes, right?
Yeah, that did.
Yes, that's important, yeah, too.
He would yell at our name, yeah, when we crossed.
That's important, too.
Yes, yeah, that was,
yeah,
that was it.
Yeah, no, that is important. And it can get hot out there sometimes.
Yeah.
So, you
know. Absolutely. So, Scott Fancy, Green Bay Press Gazette, UWGB is one of your beats. I'm just going to toss it out there. Mm-hmm. You take it, buddy. Mr. Gottlieb, Coach Gottlieb.
Well, this is great because you guys being in radio can really educate me about just how crazy this is. Because obviously you see the name, you go, how is this going to work? Especially when you learn, okay, this guy's going to keep his national gig every day during the week, also have his podcast. Where's the prep time for the X's and O's of basketball going to come in? How much prep time is there for a show? How much time is he going to be distracted away from basketball? This is going to be the most interesting hire probably in Division I basketball history, and I'm really curious to sit back and watch to see how this happens, because in my opinion, it's either going to be just a completely glorious just situation that works out and it's a home run and it changes a lot of mid-majors and the way they may look for coaches, or it's going to be a complete disaster. I don't see Doug being here for 5 years, going four games under or four games over 500 and just nothing. Just kind of your mundane seasons go by. I think it's going to be great, or I think it's going to be just going to blow up and he's going to be gone in a year or two, or he's going to be gone in a year or two because it worked so well and now he's going to a Power 5 team.
Did I say that this morning?
No.
I did too. I said, okay, whatever.
Let me check the tape on that.
Yeah, yeah, no. This is in the yeah, green room. Okay.
Scott, one of the things, though, I will say this. I mean, GB was put in such a tough position. I mean, I don't know if you were there that night of the steak fry, and Sundance was saying there's no place in the world he'd rather be than right here in Green Bay. Right. And, you know, I love it here so much. And just signed a new 5-year contract, and everything was good. And, hey, get behind us, folks. And now he's, hey, by the way, see you at Green Bay. They were left in the lurch in quarter. I will say this about the Gottlieb thing. There's nobody Green Bay could have hired where ESPN and all the major networks are reporting on UW Green Bay. So he certainly puts them in a little bit of a limelight.
And that is 100%. You go through and you go every single, from the Washington Post to, like you said, ESPN and Fox, everybody. Yeah. Had it. So for one day now, I will say this. It wasn't all going, hey, great hire, or wow, what a great. There was a lot of, I'm sure Josh Moon, the athletic director, was probably a little bit surprised at some of the comments people were saying about it because of how outside the box this is. But in one aspect that you really got to like is GB, and you've been around that program, you've been to games, the attendance has not been great for years and years now. Right. The interest is just, it's peaked and it's not happening. Mm-hmm. So if you go with that traditional coach, like we're used to back in the day, and even if you go, Link Darner, he sent him to the NCAA tournament his first year. The next year, it wasn't like there was 5,000 people going to the rec center to watch them. So at least with these brand hires, I would call them, Sundance, who nobody knew, but his personality was so infectious that everybody just kind of loved him. And he was out there. He put his face out there in the community. Now you got Doug, who's going to be talking about your team for everybody in the nation to hear during the week. That's a brand. And so it's like, okay, all these other mid-majors that I don't care about, that I don't pay attention to, well, this is an interesting little thing going on there. I'm going to at least follow to see how they're doing. Now, that might get tiresome after a year and nobody will care anymore. But for right now, selling that kind of brand for a mid-major who only gets 3,000 people a game, it's not bad.
Yeah, I agree.
Makes me nervous, though, the fact that he's not given up his radio show. And I don't know. I never heard of the guy until this is announced. I don't follow it that close. But, I mean, mm-hmm. a national show, prep time. You'd mentioned that earlier. I'm surprised Green Bay didn't say, can you throttle back? It makes me nervous when these players come here and do TV commercials. And, you know, this guy's got, yeah. I mean, he's got to be putting at least 4 hours of, right? 2 hours prep time or before and after and plus the show. So yeah, I hope he can balance it all. That's my concern.
Yeah. When I want to ask him, you know, the cliches of as we're growing up in coaches, let's say, you know, team struggling a little bit and you're in the locker room and you're like, guys, you got to stay focused. You're too distracted. All that stuff. How do you say that to this team and not lose their respect? You know? So like,
right.
I'm just interested about the message of this team and how he's going to tell these guys, yeah, I'm all in and earn their respect, because he's kind of coming in going, hey guys, yeah, this is cool and everything, but I'm not giving up my other gig for this. It's almost like a side hustle. As a Division I coach, I think it's kind of has to be your focus. Now, I'll say this. I'm sure he's going to bring in a lot of experienced veteran coaches who are going to really help in that regard and who may do a lot of that work. I'm interested to see who he brings in. It's not going to be young guys or anything like that who don't have much experience. But what's he going to delegate? Is he going to just be the figurehead? I don't know. There's so many questions and so many things that need to be seen, how this all shakes out in the coming months and then come November when the season starts.
Scott, I have to ask this question. We're running down here, but Gary Gresh, I'm just throwing that out there. Why never an opportunity?
So I think before they hired Will Ryan in 2020, it was his job to take if he wanted it. I think he went into a meeting with the former AD. I think he was a little bit like, I don't know. I don't know about this vibe. I don't know if he felt real comfortable with the situation. I know for a fact they weren't offering much money. So I think that would have been the moment that he could have gotten the job. But then the next time, because now this job opens up every couple of years, the next time he wasn't in consideration because he wanted to be able to coach his son, Garrett. And Garrett's not a Division I type of player. So it was the perfect thing. If he was going to go to St. Norbert, I can coach him now. And now at this stage of the game in the NIL era, in this crazy transfer portal era, I don't even know if Gary would want to do this anymore. Yeah. That it's not even the kind of game he grew up coaching or I'm sure even loving. And St. Norbert, kind of a cool little thing he's got going there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And he's doing a great job too. And you're right. He sure enjoys coaching his son. So this is going to be interesting. I hope you write about the vaccine on this, because I'm sure, you know, the X's and O's are going to be there. Well, maybe, I don't know if they're going to be there or not, but yeah, I'm interested in this whole balance act and respect from the locker room. And yeah, this is going to be, I'm a season ticket holder. I'm going to keep my tickets, but man, I hope this works.
Yep. It'll be interesting.
Scott Benson, sure appreciate you joining us, buddy.
Anytime. Take care, guys.
All right, don't be a stranger. Scott. Thanks, brother.
Okay.
We're going to set a quick break. Abby Novak from downtown Appleton, Lake the Light event coming up.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. Special thanks to Scott Bensley for joining us. Kimberly Sawyer, former Miss Wisconsin, joining us. Ben and Deanna Malcor from Malcor Real Estate, Bay Area Real Estate, for joining us, and Ryan Dorrell from Western. And now we've got Abby Novak from downtown Appleton Late the Night event. And you're excited because the man sitting on the other side of the window there is going to be one of your featured performers this year.
Yes, we're excited to have them come back for our summer concert series this year.
And you guys hosted in such a great venue, Jones Park. Just love that place.
Oh my gosh, it's such a beautiful space with that new Myron Construction stage. And it's in a really great area for sound, as we were talking about. And
I mean, it's in that bowl. It just kind of it sounds so great.
And the beautiful playground for the kids to go play while you're having a good time. Yeah, we love it down there.
And you also have a great venue with College Avenue.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know who wrote this press release, but this is awesome. All these adjectives, right? Is that you? Mouth-watering food trucks, captivating arts and crafts, interactive hands-on activities, memorizing street performers, and lively live music. What an event.
Oh, yes. It's one of my favorites, honestly. We just started it last year, so this is technically our second Light the Night Market that we've done. And just the turnout from the community last year was more than we ever would have imagined. It was amazing. The streets were packed for the entire event. People were loving all the different, you know, elements to it, as you just mentioned. And I'm just so excited to bring it back.
Is there anything you guys do in Appleton that the streets aren't packed with?
Right. Oh my gosh.
It's incredible.
Yeah. You get the theater too, which, you know.
Absolutely.
You get a lot going on there. So this is Houdini. Where's this event taking place?
So it's from Superior Street to Durkee Street. So it's a couple of blocks, and then it's also in Houdini Plaza, which is kind of right in the middle of those.
All right. And it's a free event?
Yes, most
That's
of the
awesome.
Most of the elements are free. We have a few of the activities that, you know, cost money, and of course, if you want to get food, drinks, things
But I meant the entrance.
Yes,
there's no. Sometimes
totally
they gate these things, and it's $5.
Absolutely,
but this is free.
And nope, free admission for sure.
You really do this stuff right in Appleton. So tell us about some of these mesmerizing.
I'm glad you like all of my fun words.
I do. I got the thesaurus out and looked them all up. So,
oh my
okay.
gosh. Yeah, so there's kind of a few different elements to it. So we have some entertainment and live music. And then, like I said, we have different activities. And then we have different food and craft vendors. So those are kind of the overarching of what we're going to have for the event. So for some different entertainment that we're having, we're bringing back some dragon and lion dancers from NUCA. They're the Northeast Wisconsin Chinese Association.
Oh, cool.
Really cool organization. And they bring their really beautiful dragon costumes through the avenue. It was so cool when they came last year. Like, they were just walking through the streets and people just stopped in their tracks to watch them come through. And it was really cool. So they'll be back this year. We'll have a new fire and LED show with Cloud Nine, which is really neat. Aerial performances by Fly Circus right out of Appleton as well. Mischief and Magic, which I know is from here in Green Bay. They're going to do a magic show, some face painting, balloon animals, all that cool stuff.
I mean, you
stuff.
Talk about the all, yeah, I mean, it sounds like a cliche, but you talk about fun for all ages,
right?
Yes, that's a great way to put it. And that's kind of what I've been saying for people is there's just a variety of entertainment. You can bring the kids, come out for a date night, bring your whole family. I mean, anybody can come and find something to do.
But light the night, you do something with lights too, I take it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which
obviously,
is cool.
It takes a little bit as we get to this time of year to get dark out, right? But we'll have a bunch of beautiful lights on the avenue. All of the vendors decorate their booths with different lights, so it's really fun to see what they kind of do with it. Like I said, we have some LED performances, fire performers, and we have different light displays throughout the event, too.
No.
Super. How do you guys put all this together? I mean, seriously.
You're asking me.
Sounds like it would take like 100 people to organize something like this.
Yes. We're a small but mighty team, as my boss likes to call it. There's only 6 of us in the office.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're a really small team, but we have a really great support group of our volunteers that we have with us that really help put it together. A lot of people from the community stepping forward to help us put this event on. Like so many great large events in the area, both here up in Green Bay and Appleton, volunteers are at the core of all of those. So shout out to them and their support. But yeah, it takes a lot of planning, I'll tell you.
You know, we're talking about the Packer draft and about how the streets going to be filled with them, but it can't be any more than a mile of music when you stand up on that stage and look, that has to go back for half a mile, I swear.
Oh my gosh. It's so amazing. Just the feeling of downtown when Miles is around and people from all over the world. Like, it's crazy when you're talking to different people. And our office is right in the Hilton Paper Valley Hotel.
Oh.
And that's not only a venue, but it's been a merch location as well. So we have people coming in our office, talking to us, telling us their stories of some of them who've been there since the beginning and have gone to all, you know, 10, you know, events, and they just love it. And they love Appleton and the energy that it brings and how welcoming everybody is.
So you have this staff of 6 people.
Yeah.
I mean, your events are more than Appleton. I mean, what I like about your events, they're far reaching. I
yes.
mean, like you talked about the Mile of Music, but some of the other things you have as well there. Are you the parade too?
The city of Appleton is technically the one who puts on the different parades.
Okay.
We have someone on our staff, Megan, shout out to her, who is a part of the kind of the family who helps put it on. But she's on the parade committee as well. And we're proud partners of the 3 different parades.
Right. But what I wanted to get to is I think it's cool that, like, this is only 2 years old and some of your other stuff. Where do the ideas come from? Are you guys out canvassing the country, or are people calling you, or...
That's a great question. Yeah. I mean, some of them are, like you said, you know, we see things that are successful in other communities, or for this event specifically, there used to be what was called Bazaar After Dark, and that was put on by the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce, and they kind of stopped doing that event, and then my boss had the idea, like, we should pick it up and kind of put our own twist on it, so she worked really closely with them to make sure that was okay and kind of what we wanted our rendition of it to be, so that's kind of how the Light the Night Market was born.
Wow.
So,
and the city, you got a great partnership with Jake and the city.
I mean, my gosh,
you guys
yes.
have done some... actually enhance the infrastructure to be more pedestrian friendly.
Yes. I mean, as we've been doing all these great events and, you know, the work that we've been putting in to make downtown one great place, we have realized that the pedestrian traffic is increasing, which is great.
It is.
But we want to make sure that everybody feels safe, not only walking around, but parking and, you know, different things like that. So there's been the changes to, you know, the lane reconfiguration project that the city of Appleton was doing to kind of help with that and make sure people do feel safe walking around.
Dennis, jump on here real quick. We're just talking about the different venues that you played. I mean, you name it, you guys have played it. What is it about an outdoor concert in a place like Jones Park that is so different. It's so magical. I don't know even how to describe it.
Well, it starts with the people that run it, first of all. You know, I'm not kissing backside when I say that. There's just wonderful people. They're just so accommodating, you know, and then it's a family atmosphere there, too. You know, so people do bring their kids there, and so we hope to make a good impression upon them.
Absolutely.
But there is something about being outside on a nice night doing that, isn't there?
That's living. That's living, brother. That's living the dream. It is.
It's so cool. It's one of my favorites. And last year, I actually, like, snuck up on the stage in the back to take a photo from,
with
like,
them?
The... Yeah.
You
from
want
the
a
back
picture
of the
his
stage.
Butt? You were doing that. He wears those really, really tight pants.
He works out a lot.
Yes.
I just took a picture of the crowd, and it was really cool. All the people that were so excited about it, and then you could see in the distance all the kids playing on the playground and stuff. But yeah, glam band's one of our favorites, of course.
Have you ever seen a more devoted crowd of any?
No.
No, me neither.
I'll be honest, no. Like, other than, like, with Mile of Music, like we were just talking about, there, you know, people that follow those different groups. But yeah, it is amazing what they have put together and how great they are.
How many concerts is the most that you've had from people? Because, like, when we were at the, I did the Garth Brooks thing, and these people, 52 concerts they went to, Garth Brooks.
Oh, my gosh.
And another one of buddies of mine, John David, he went to 50, he died. Cheeseburger in Paradise. Jimmy Buffett went to 50 of his. What's the most that you can think of one of your fans coming to, Dennis? And this is Dennis from the Glam Band joining us.
Jeepers. There's some folks that come to every stinking one of them.
Wow. I called your wife.
What'd you call her?
Your wife.
Oh, that makes sense.
But everyone, like almost every concert. I mean, that's devotion.
Yeah. There's some people that drive 3 hours plus to be there. Some people drive down from the upper Michigan. Some people fly to see shows. We're huge in the Philippines.
Are you really?
Not in my own mind.
Oh, okay.
Oh. No.
But we've gotten some feedback from people from the Philippines that want us to come out there. And,
Oh my gosh. That's so cool.
That's amazing. Yeah,
that's crazy.
My mom, who lives down in the Sheboygan area, gets excited. Like, she's like, oh my gosh, you guys have the glam band. That's so cool. They
played
at different events.
Oktoberfest. I went to that. That was high energy.
Oh my
gosh. We had a great time.
Oh, that was great to see you there, Jim, too. That was awesome.
Did you wear the tights today? I don't think you
know. He's got them underneath the
jeans. A gentleman never tells.
That was a little disappointing. Not gonna lie.
Wow. You know, Abby, what I'll say about
the hubby listening?
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Oh, okay. You're gonna talk more about his butt then.
Abby, you get great reviews on Apple. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you just do. And I kind of follow that stuff a little bit because I think the entertainment, the activities in a downtown can get people down there and say, hey, wait, maybe I will work down here. Maybe I will buy
it's the
down
identity.
Here. And it's identity. And they, you've done a great job. Cause I remember the Wild Music starts, how upset I was because I was the mayor. I'm like, why did they get that? Not us. But that has been so successful for you and so many other things. And Green Bay does a good job too, but
yeah,
a good community needs to put some resources behind that and get a good team, which you obviously have.
Yeah.
I just am very proud of you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, we are so fortunate to have Mile of Music right in our downtown. I mean, it is truly just an incredible event, and I just love hearing the stories of, like, Dave Willems. And, you know, they've talked about how he brought this idea to my boss, Jennifer, and, like, she's like, wait, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
And you want to do it this year? Right. You know, and it's just crazy how much it has evolved. And shout out to them and their team because they do such a great job. They're a small team, too.
I mean,
how many people put that on and how immense that is as well.
Can I ask you how, like, from the stage, like I said, I've introed some bands and things like that, and you almost can't see the end of it. Do you have any idea, just to put in perspective with the draft and everything, how many people are standing there on, let's say, a Saturday afternoon?
Oh, my gosh. That's a great question. I don't even know how to put a number on
that. That's
what I mean. You know, speaking of, as we were talking about Jones Park, I always like to go up on the bridge and kind of look over Jones Park.
That's
mile.
Where I've been for that too.
It's incredible how it's filled almost back to the playground. If you're familiar with
like
it, it's incredible.
Fest.
Yes.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's awesome.
Cops are pretty good at giving you a rough estimate, but an actual estimate because you don't charge.
Gosh. It's right.
You know,
it's like, hard.
It is. It's hard to
absolutely.
Do that. But at the end of the day, I'm sure you look at incidents that happen and they don't because you got, like Dennis just said, You attract a great crowd.
It's a good crowd.
It really is. I mean, is Art in the Park you?
That is the Trout Museum of Art.
Okay.
They're amazing.
That's a great
art museum in downtown
Appleton.
Have they
moved now? Are they going to
They're
move?
In the process. Yes,
okay.
They are building.
Because Dr. Trout passed away, I believe, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He was a friend of mine, actually.
Wow.
Interesting man. Marine veteran.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to them and, you know, all that they've given to that beautiful museum. But yeah, they're building their brand new space right across from Lawrence University.
Oh.
And they're working on it right now. So they're still in their current space for probably, you know, the remainder of the year. But awesome partnership with them, and we can't wait to see how that flourishes.
I have to ask one thing about the Glam Band. Do they have those, like, crazy, crazy demands? Like, no brown M&Ms?
Like, for Halen.
A fruit tray and water chilled to, like, 45 degrees.
Exactly. Right, not 46.
Do they have those?
Oh, yeah, for
riders? 38 degrees, get it straight.
Yeah. The rider's, like, 5 pages long for each person.
Exactly. Hummus and crackers.
Right. When you pick them up, separate limousines for each one of them. Kind of stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Six guys, six limos.
Yep.
Yeah, I know that. I've seen behind the music stories.
Oh,
I know
man.
How they operate. Well, Abby, congratulations on what you guys have put together. And
we are
big fans of, I mean, we love downtown Green Bay. We're here and everything. And I lived in Appleton for a couple of years. Just so impressed with that city. Really and truly.
Oh, you got it going on. And every time, you know, Todd sends us something, you seem to have a lot of activities as well. Not just great activities, but your frequency is up there for.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Every month we have a different event going on.
Right.
So
I think that's awesome. And for six people, again, kudos to you guys for keeping it.
Thank
This elevated.
And two great friends of mine have opened up businesses pretty much on College Avenue. The Wild Goose.
Yes.
Kim Massey and his son,
Kim.
Adrian.
Yes. Yeah.
Kim's a great friend of mine.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't she awesome?
They are so fun.
Yes.
I love the pieces that they bring in there. They're so
amazing.
Unique.
I know.
Yes.
And then the other one is the juice bar. Bombas? Is that the name?
Is it Bonafide?
No.
Uni. Uni tea.
Yes.
She was here.
Uni. Yes. Fanny. She's a part of NUCA, the Northeast Wisconsin Chinese Association.
Isn't she awesome?
Can't remember if she's the president. Oh my God. She's incredible. All that she's done. I mean, a female owned business. She's a veteran.
She was amazing.
Yes.
I mean,
she's incredible.
First generation, she went into the military to pay for college.
Yeah.
I have no idea she's getting sent into a war.
Oh my God.
So,
yeah.
She knows
she's
what she's doing, though. She does a lot of research.
She gets it done.
She does.
Yeah.
You guys, that's what we, you know,
and young Oscar, entrepreneurs, which is great.
Oh my gosh. So many amazing ones downtown. So shout out to them.
You too.
Great having you here. And of course, you got the Flag Day Parade coming up down the road.
Yes.
And all kinds of
stuff. So many great events all summer. Come check us out.
Absolutely.
We'll do that.
Great having you here, Abby. Anytime you want to come down and talk about the great things you got going on in Appleton, please do.
Yeah, thank you.
Now go take a picture with Dennis, because that's you've been eyeing him up. The whole time we're here, you're not paying any attention to us. You're just staring through the glass.
Right.
Are you writing these little signs? Hi, Dennis. Remember me?
Heart.
Joe
Parr.
Remember? She's giving the heart to the glass. Those little things right there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. We're going to set a break. Back after this.
When you're walking out on the street and the wind catches your feet, sends you flying.
Welcome back. Mino the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW. Beautiful morning out there. A lot of sunshine. And Abby Novak was just great from downtown Appleton. Light the Night event. They do so many great things in that beautiful community.
And communities need that. You know, I mean, I think we're over COVID, but boy, people show up. And she just talked about how, you know, the attendance always exceeds expectations. And you look at what Oshkosh is doing too. And, you know, we're trying in Green Bay as well. Those are important for community spirit, for just, you know, I think they actually help reduce crime when people say, look, I live here and I want to respect this neighborhood and this downtown. I think it's great what they do in Appleton. They've come a long way, and the investment they're getting, like from Trout, you know, next to Lawrence now, and that it's great. I just love hearing that stuff. I think it really makes the community strong.
And Todd, we were talking your hometown, other of Oshkosh. Tell you what, they take their beer seriously.
Rocking and rolling tomorrow morning. Pat Tracy's going to be on to give us an update on what's going on in Oshkosh for the weekend. So we still have to plan that day for you guys to go down and have him take you around.
Right.
Absolutely. No question about it. I definitely want to go to the roller skating drive-in.
Right.
Yep.
Artie and Ed's.
Absolutely.
Yes. Artie and Ed's.
Want to do that? I'd still like to go exploring in the basement of the old brewery.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that would be fun. Yeah. I think that would be awesome. Yeah. Very cool. Good stuff, Todd. Boy, you put together a great lineup today, buddy.
Whew. That was
great
cool.
lineup.
Been a day, huh?
Tremendous. Just great. Boy, Scott Vensey didn't hold back, did he?
No, right?
I'm glad he said what he said.
Me
so
too.
Am I.
Am I too. Totally agree.
Because he's a little bit reserved the right word or quiet. He's not really out there, right?
That's, no, but he's, if you ask him,
boy,
he'll tell
you. Boy, is he deep. He knows what he's talking about. I'm really going to follow this because I totally agree with everything he said. And yeah, I'm going to continue to read him.
Well, the press conference is at 10 this morning.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting. He's gonna ask him. He'll ask him. Every one of those points he just brought up, he will ask him, how are you going to focus? You know, it's funny, though. I remember Troy Aikman telling a story one time about after they won their first Super Bowl. And first meeting, Jimmy Johnson just tore into them. He's like, you know what? All I see at TV is this guy doing a commercial for this place. Another guy opening up a steakhouse. Another guy doing this. We're focusing on football here. You guys got way too many distractions. I don't want to see that, blah, blah, blah. And then Troy said, hey, coach, you got more commercials going on than anybody in the organization. Who are you to tell us we're not focused? Yeah. And it was the actual truth. I think it was like dumbfounded. It's like, oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. So, but that will be interesting. The most important thing is going to be the people he hires, without question.
Yes, yeah, Scott said that. I think that's true. I do think, though, that, boy, especially that first year, don't you think you got to be all in? Like, I'm maybe this guy's like unbelievable. He can time manager to do that, but yeah, I don't know enough about coaching. But
it used to be you would find some sophomore in high school, and you would send him a letter, and you would show up at his summer games, even if you couldn't talk to him, just so he could see you. And it was like a process of years and years and years to try to get a recruit to come to you. Now, it's literally a text, and the guys change schools. And that's all it is. Seriously, it's a couple of texts, and they change schools. So I will say this. Gottlieb, with everything he does with college basketball, has his finger on the pulse of more players than you will ever find. Nobody watches more college basketball. Nobody follows college basketball more than him. That is his life. So what I'm saying is with the transfer portal these days, I guarantee you, he's got some guys ID'd already, and he's texting people about, hey, I'm coming here to Green Bay, Titletown. It's going to be great. We're going to get this going. And I think that's the way he's going to do it, to be honest with you.
You're probably right. And I think, cuts both ways. But like Scott said, and I really think that's true. I think if even if it is successful, does Green Bay win? Because he might go somewhere else. And that's, of course, that's a risk you take with anybody, I guess.
Yeah, it is. I mean, these days, Sundance had just signed a 5-year contract and said there's no place in the world he'd rather be than Green Bay. He said it right to us.
He did.
He said there's no place in the world. He's locked in. It's all he wants to do is have great backyard community. Barbecues yep. for yep. all these people. Yep.
Love this
Please
restaurant.
Come out and support us. We're making Green Bay what it was. And a week later, he's gone. Yeah.
A little scary in terms of, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Scary is not the right word, but boy, you just hope they
stick around.
Well,
it's eye-opening with the way things are these days. It's just a different animal than it used to be.
And it cost him nothing, right?
Yeah, it did. Like $700,000, but Wyoming will pay for that. You know, they always act like, oh, well, we got a buyout. It's going to cost you a lot. It's not going to cost him a dime. It's not going to cost him 1 cent. They'll have some oil guy from Wyoming that will pay for it, and it's just done and it's over with. That's just the way it is these days in college sports, especially college basketball and football. It's mind-boggling, but it'll be exciting. It'll be interesting. Exciting is not the word, but interesting. Like Scott admitted too, like I said, UW Green Bay could have hired anybody pretty much that was else on their list, and the Washington Post and ESPN and CBS News wouldn't have been saying UW Green Bay.
Yeah, that's true.
So it gives them a little notoriety.
We're keeping our tickets, right?
I guess.
I think.
But you know what? Scott brought up a good point that we didn't really harp on that we could some other time. Even when they went to the NCAAs, they didn't have great crowds. I think what kind of happened, like when we were doing the games at the arena, it was a little bit of an older crowd that were the really diehard fans, okay? And the arena was kind of their home. God bless the Resch Center. It's a beautiful facility, but it never regained that certain quaintness. No. And since some of those older people just didn't want to go to the Resch as much. And it was just kind of an attrition thing. And that younger generation still hasn't bought in and hasn't because it used to be, oh my God, they'd have great student support back in the day. And they were loud and raucous. And it was a real college basketball atmosphere. I've been to games where there'd be 10, 8 people in the student section in the end zones.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe this will do it. Maybe Sundance was on the way to recapturing some of that, and I think he was in a way, but
And you remember that game they had was a Thursday, and they just it was high school night, so they did the high school day, so the kids get out of school.
Right.
And I think you want to get those people engaged early
yeah.
and say, this was fun. It wasn't that expensive. I worry about that. I think there's also a group of people that kind of buy their season tickets out of like almost like a donation. They don't really go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's some empty seats. Like, even where we are, there's a lot of empty seats around us, and you know those are all sold. So I hope that he can draw people in. I liked Link. The scores were in the 80s. I like that. Dick Ryan. Bennett was more, defensive, you know? And
yeah.
So I don't know what kind of coach. I mean, this guy hasn't coached college. It's going to be interesting to see what he does. But yeah, I'm going to support him. I love GB, and I hope it works.
I get a feeling there will be a former big name coach that comes in as an assistant.
But now that would be cool.
I think that's what I would bet on.
And it would help with the recruiting.
Yeah.
Because you say the recruiting is the name of the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. All right.
It's going to be fun to watch.
Great job once again today, Todd.
And Dennis.
Hey.
Nice to have you in the house.
Always great to have you in the house. You know what, Dennis? You know what I'm most impressed by with you? You want to know?
What's that?
That at the end of boot camp, you were asked to sing the national anthem for all the other troops.
Thank you, brother.
That's the most impressive thing I've ever known about you.
That is cool.
That is awesome. We gotta go. See ya.